To Europe now, where the impending holiday season is very much on the mind of policymakers. While lockdowns have worked to put a cap on exponential rates of infection of COVID-19, it hasn't been enough to allow Christmas to be celebrated as usual. So, European governments are splitting the difference and choosing to temporarily relax restrictions instead. In Britain, up to three households will be able to mix indoors, but only between the 23rd and 27th of December. In France, some restrictions will be eased by the middle of December, and a nighttime curfew will be temporarily lifted on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. And in Germany, which just reported its highest daily death rate, restrictions will be tightened, but small groups will be allowed to meet over Christmas. Thomas Sparrow is our correspondent in Germany and joins us now. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with Germany, where you are. So there seems to be a bit of give and take here. What is the mood going into the Christmas season?
Exactly. After very long discussions between Angela Merkel and the regional leaders, it was announced that the partial lockdown that was originally in place until the end of November will be extended until the 20th of December. That essentially means that bars, restaurants, museums will remain closed. And as you already mentioned, for the Christmas day, so between the 23rd of December and the 1st of January, there will be specific measures allowing up to 10 people and excluding children to meet for the Christmas holidays. The thinking behind that is that on the one hand, German authorities want to make sure that up to those Christmas days, numbers, coronavirus numbers, can be reduced as much as possible. And then at the same time, for Christmas, people can actually meet with their relatives and celebrate Christmas, although everyone knows here that it will be a very different Christmas compared to previous years. And that, by the way, is the similar thinking in other European countries as well.
We do see a ski season, of course, in Europe. We know that the coronavirus had a big impact last time round. Is that likely to be affected as well?
It is likely to be affected as well. And in fact, Angela Merkel said on Thursday in a speech before the German parliament that she hopes to have ski resorts closed down across the European Union, but that it will be a difficult task to negotiate that with other countries, in particular those countries that would benefit touristically and economically from the ski season, from the winter season. But that is at least what German authorities would like to have, because they do fear that if the ski resorts remain open, that could then have a negative impact on coronavirus cases numbers in Europe.
Italy looks worrying. Their death rate, I see, is back up very high. Around 800 per day. That must be alarming, given it was the original hotspot for Europe.
That's correct. And even that's not only the case in Italy. Even if numbers start to fall in some other countries, many European countries are now worried about the death rate. If you look, for example, at here in Germany, that is essentially the case. German authorities have stressed that the exponential rate has stopped. But, and you already mentioned that in your introduction, Germany has seen record deaths in coronavirus numbers as well. And in fact, 8 consecutive working days with over 200 deaths a day. In Italy, the situation, you already mentioned it, is also very serious. And that's why the thinking among European leaders is to try and make sure that that number can also be reduced. It's not only about coronavirus cases and the overall numbers, it's also about reducing the deaths.
Is there any thinking as to why that death rate is high, given that we're so far into the pandemic and that treatment and ways of dealing with it should have improved somewhat, you would hope?
So yes, authorities have clearly stated that they have been able to learn a lot in the last few months. That's at least the case here in Germany, but at the same time, numbers are much higher than what they were during the first wave of the pandemic. So that's one reason. And that comes hand in hand with the fact that more people are being hospitalized than in the first wave of the pandemic. So that is why this is a very big challenge for European leaders compared to that first wave of the pandemic. You're having a higher risk when it comes to the health system being overwhelmed, for example, here in Germany. And that's why these lockdowns or partial lockdowns have been put in place. At the same time, when we talk about these lockdowns, they are in essence different to what we saw during the first wave of the pandemic, because in many cases, schools, for example, have been allowed to remain open, or shops have been allowed to remain open, whereas restaurants, bars and museums, for example, have had to close. So that explains some of the differences compared, if you compare the situation now in many European countries and the situation during the first wave of the pandemic.
Thomas Sparrow, thank you very much, as always, our correspondent there in Germany this morning.